Raptor, 8.5. It's Farming Four, Lake Henry Four. More to come in a minute on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give BNS Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, BNS Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Serving central Minnesota farmers since 1979, Virgil's Vigorina of Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
We have had two innings end on interference calls.
Yes. We haven't seen that in ages.
No, absolutely not. Nick Dingman will lead off the Lakers, bottom of the ninth inning. Dingman, Jaeger, and Ludwig facing the left-hander Brad Mergen, and the pitch is inside a ball, 1-0. Nick Dingman so far tonight is 1-for-3 with a double, a run scored, and a walk. Mergen's pitch, a little bit high, says the home plate umpire, and 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-4, Lake Henry and Farming. Dingman lines it up for Ray at short. Wow. That was a shot right at Taylor.
I hit that on the button, didn't he? Nick Dingman did it right straight to Ray at short.
One out, and here's left-handed hitting Adam Jaeger.
Now, this could be dangerous.
As Brad Mergen delivers to Jaeger outside of ball, 1-0. One out the count. Jaeger fouls it at the plate, and the count 1-1. Ball and a strike to Adam Jaeger. Adam 0-for-3 tonight. That pitch a little high in the count. Two balls, one strike. He had a walk back in the third inning. Two balls, one strike, one out. Jaeger swings at the Mergen pitch. That's low and away in the count. 2-2.
Probably
swung at ball three there.
I think so.
Had a pool. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch just missing outside, and the count is full at 3-2. Adam Jaeger batting with one out here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Brad Mergen kicks and delivers, and outside, and Jaeger works himself a one-out walk. So the Lakers have speed on the base path. And Grant Ludwig steps to the plate with a chance to maybe be a hero again.
Yeah. Yeah, ironic, wasn't it?
It would be. Four, four, bottom of nine. Ludwig takes the ball low. One ball, no strikes to Grant Ludwig. They kick the pitch. On the inside corner, strike called, 1-1.
Winner of this game will face off against Richmond tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock.
The pitch to Ludwig. That's inside. It bounces off of Cody Frey's glove, and he's going to throw it to second. Yeager's going to go sliding in. He's safe, and now the Lakers with the winning run out at second. So Adam Yeager out at second.
Adam Miller is going to come out on deck here for Bad Benny.
2-1 the count to Ludwig. Outside and 3-1. Wow. Three balls, one strike to Grant Ludwig. Brad Mergen walks around the mound. Now he's back on that pitching rubber. Adam Yeager takes his lead at second. The pitch inside, and Grant Ludwig will walk. And that will draw a visit to the mound by Dale Schrader. With first and second, Adam Miller, the pinch hitter.
You'll be stepping in there for Weston Brinkman.
Gives the Lakers a right-handed hitter against the left-handed pitching Brad Mergen. So that is now 12 walks for Farming pitching tonight. Go along with the 5 hits. 17 base runners, 4 runs for Lake Henry.
Right.
1 hit batter.
Yeah.
So 18 base runners and 4 runs thus far. Lakers threatening again. They're looking to return to the state tournament with a win. Farming, hoping for a better outcome. They want the 10th inning. Adam Miller, the pinch hitter in the box. Batting for Weston Brinkman. Shane Campson on deck, and the pitch to Miller's outside of ball. 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Brad Mergen kicks and delivers, and Miller takes low and inside, and 2-0.
Farming's looking for that double play ground ball here, but you need to throw strikes here to induce that.
2 balls, no strikes, and 3-0. The pitch takes Cody Ferre's glove off as he reached up in the air for it. Three balls, no strikes. Miller back into the box. Adam Yeager just 90 feet away. The 3-0. There's a strike called and 3-1. Blake Henry has options here on 3-1. Infield in on the grass. And low ball 4. And Shane Campson up to the plate. The base is loaded with 1 out. Weston Brinkman's going to come back in and run for Adam Miller. Shane Campson so far tonight. 1 hit. Been hit by a pitch. He's walked. Scored a run.
And he's left-handed.
And he's left-handed. There you go. And with the bases loaded, he bats. Bergen's pitch. Campson shows bunt and pulls back. There's a strike called, an 0-1.
Quiet ball wins this game.
The outfield has come up a little bit.
Yes, it has. We got Adam Yeager. Anything that's in the dirt here, he's going to be coming.
Pitch to Campson. Raced down the middle, and the home plate umpire missed that one. Cody Ferre holds the ball. 1 ball, 1 strike.
Boy, Brad even hollered at him on that one. Usually yeah. Brad doesn't say anything.
Right. 1-1 the count. And Campson pops this one up over by the third base dugout, inked by the fence, and makes the catch. What are they calling now? The home plate umpire? Aaron Ike claiming he caught it, the home plate umpire, saying he trapped it. Tom Ludwig called for a trap. And they're going to say he trapped it. The home plate umpire is going to call a trap against the fence. Aaron Ike saying he caught it all the way. And now Dale Schrader is going to ask for a conference with the base umpire. Oh, my. Now, we never got to see it because it was right by the sports deck here. Ike is adamant that he caught the ball. Wow. And so the base umpire saying, I did not see it. I can see he's saying, I did not have an angle on it. But I don't know how the home plate umpire could have even had an angle on it. So they will call just a strike. Yeah, a foul ball that hit the fence and got trapped there by Aaron Ike. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Infield still in on the grass. And Shane Campson calls for time.
Kind of a pressure situation here, isn't it?
The base is loaded. Left-handed hitting Campson fouls it back over the grandstand, and the count stays 1-2.
You hit a batter, you throw a wild pitch, game's over. Ah.
Ready to go again, Brad Mergen to the set. 1-2. Low for a ball, and 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brad Mergen ready. The 2-2 to Campson. A swing and a miss. He got him on strike. And that'll leave it up to Matt Quaid. Campson strikes out with the bases loaded in the ninth. And Quaid to the plate. Matt so far tonight. 1-for-3 with 2 walks. Run scored. The last ball he hit off of Brad Mergen went right up to the left field fence. The pitch 2, Quaid inside a ball, 1-0. Nowhere to put Quaid, got a pitch to him. 1 ball, no strikes. Bottom of the ninth inning, 4-4 your score. Bases loaded. The pitch high, ball 2.
Oh, he's working right into the count for Matt Quaid here, 2-0 count.
2 balls, no strikes. Yeager at third. Ludwig at second. Brinkman at first. The 2-0, right down the middle, strike 1 and 2-1. Two balls, 1 strike. Mergen ready on the mound. Comes home, breaking ball, a swing and a miss. Strike 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And the home plate umpire cleaning off home plate. That should be considered an illegal move because he was not hit in the mask by that. It's 2-2 the count. Here we go. Pitch to Quaid. Curveball. Ball 3. Just missing that outside corner. The runners will be off. Ready is Brad Mergen. The 3-2 coming to Quaid. A swing and a miss. We get free baseball tonight. Free baseball, extra innings in Farming.
Wow.
For the Lakers in the ninth, no runs, no hits, no errors, no, our three men left on. To the 10th we go. Yes, we do. 1 minute, we're back here on KESM.
Fire Prevention Week kicks off Sunday, October 8th. The staff at Painesville Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want you to play it safe. Now is the perfect time to make sure your home is covered and you are prepared in the event of a fire. Check smoke alarm batteries and fire extinguishers, and make sure all family members know the plan in case of a fire. Prepare for the unexpected with quality home insurance. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. The season finale of your favorite show is on TV tonight. You forgot to hit record on your DVR and you've already left the house for work. Maybe you forgot to DVR the big ball game that's on TV tonight, but you just dropped the kids off at school. Or your favorite TV series is airing at another time than it's normally scheduled on your DVR. No problem. With the Manage My TV app from Albany Mutual Telephone, you can manage your TV recordings from your smartphone. You won't miss a thing. The best part, it's free with your digital TV service. Call us today, 320-845-2101.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, here we go. We're up. I said free baseball. You bet those fans paid $4 tonight for a nine-inning game, and they get 10, maybe 11.
Never know.
Maybe 12. Who knows?
Hey.
Craig Klein will lead it off for the Farming Flames. We've had interference calls. We've had mysterious trap balls. We have had left-on-base runners. We've had dog in center field. It's been crazy. Big black dog.
Yeah, big black. And I don't think we're seeing things.
Craig Klein takes the ball from Jason Campson, 1-0. They kick the pitch by Campson, curveball, and misses inside in the count 2-0. Boy, Craig was not giving up any ground on that pitch. If he was going to take it off the hip, that's what it would be. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch from Campson outside, and 3-0. Three balls, no strikes. There's a strike and 3-1. Jason Campson looking down to Shane Campson. The 3-1 decline, strike two. Three balls, two strikes. Ground ball to short. Boy, that comes up on Quaid again, but it takes a nice hop to throw to first. 6-3 in the putout. You could see Quaid kind of pulled back from that.
Yes, he did. I was kind of wondering what's going on there off of that grass there on that on the end of that grass there coming up like that.
Yeah. Mitchell Thielen at the plate. The first pitch to Mitchell is high for a ball. 1-0. Thielen swings and misses. 1 ball, 1 strike. We got folks listening by a bonfire tonight, listening to our broadcast. Thielen a ground ball to the glove side of Grant Ludwig, who picks it up, throws to first, 5-3 in the put out. How many runners has Lake Henry stranded?
16.
16. Wow.
4 times bases loaded this game. 4 times. I think Farman's got 9 stranded already.
Aaron Eink gets the plate. The pitch goes over the top of Aaron's head. And 1-0.
No hack opportunities for the Lakers with all those runners stranded. I think Farming, you said, what, had 11 walks or 10 or 11?
Farming pitching 13 walks.
Oh, 13 walks.
One hit batter.
Wow.
Steink. Strike called, and
2-1.
Three balls and one strike now. That pitch is low. Four score, top of the 10th. Tapped off of the foot of Aaron Ike as he rolled down on the ground in pain.
I never did that before. That hurts.
Three balls, two strikes. Two outs, no one on. I think looking for a little bit of that stick-em or...
I think he's buying a little time here.
Yep.
Get his feeling back in his foot.
Get a pine tar on it. 3-2 the count. All right, Aaron Knight's back in the box. Ready to go. Jason Campson has pitched. Ike got a one hopper, two hoppers, a quad. Fielded by his side, throw to first, not in time. And just how that infield is bouncing for Quade tonight, he did not get his body in front of it, and he's a little gun shy over there
I think he is, too. I think you're right.
So an error on Quade.
And a pinch runner here. Kerry Shea.
They will run for Ike. Dylan Ponick to the plate. Dylan's had a good night tonight. He's been on base three of his four plate appearances. 1-for-2 with a walk, a hit batter. First pitch ball to Dylan, 1-0. Taylor Ferre on deck. Jason Campson's pitch, and Ponick pops this up down the right field line. Yeager coming hard, still coming, and Dives can't come up with this one. And a long strike is its foul. One ball, one strike. Game getting close to 3 hours old, as it's 10 minutes to 11. One one the count to Ponick, a foul tip into the mid of Campson, and 1-2.
Playing. Adam Yeager was playing very shallow in right field.
One ball, two strikes. Shea taking his lead, pitch to Ponick, swing and a miss. And breaks the bat. And that will end the inning. For Farming, no runs, no hits, one error. And one left on base. We have played 9.5 innings, 4-4 Farming and Lake Henry. We're back in a minute on KSM.
Looking for good home cooking? Then head to Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry for a noon special. Serve Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu if you choose. Head to the Sportsman's Den on Saturdays from 5 until 9. It's buck and a half burgers or fries and canned beers for $2. Planning a special event like a birthday party, wedding, or anniversary? Give Cindy a call at 243-4546 and book a day that fits your event. Plus, mark your calendars for Billy D and the Crystals on October 27th and the Shaw Band on December 8th at Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry.
Land O'Lakes, farmer-owned since 1921, produces the highest quality dairy products. We all enjoy a cold glass of milk, ice cream on a hot day, cheese on our pizzas, string cheese, butter for the bread and baking, and so many more fresh dairy products we all love. Land O'Lakes roots run deep in Minnesota, and they are committed to supporting the hometown teams. Land O'Lakes wishes the best to all area teams and is a proud sponsor of Dick Putz on KASM.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Bottom of the 10th coming up here in Farming. Randy and Don with you. Jason Campson, he'll lead it off. Jason will be followed by Aaron Sabalco and
Sam Upford.
Sam Upford.
Yes.
Brad Mergen on the mound. The pitch two. Campson on the inside corner. Strike one.
So Brad Mergen's getting, I think this is his fifth inning already, isn't it?
He came in with two outs in the fifth. So he's pitched four and a third. One-one the count to Jason Campson. Strike on the outside corner, now one and two. One ball, two strikes. And Campson pops this one up over by first base. In foul territory, Tyler Schrader makes the catch for the out. One out. Aaron Sabalco, left-handed, hitting Aaron Sabalco to the plate.
Wake up here, huh?
You're right. Aaron tonight with the hit back in the fourth inning. He's one for five. And the pitch is outside. A ball, 1-0. Get folks listening at Lake Moriah to the game tonight. There's a strike called, and 1-1.
Aaron kind of bailed out on that curveball. That's one he should probably hang in there with and give it a ride down that right field line.
There's a foul tip at the plate by Aaron Sabalco, and that took a big hop. That just about made it over the side fence here. One ball, two strikes. One out. Brad Mergen on the mound, his left-hander pitch. High hopper to Schrader at first. Tyler will run it to the bag, the unassisted putout. Two outs. And here's Sam Upper. Sam's first at bat tonight. Went in for Josh Campson after Josh left with sort of leg injury. Nick Bingman on deck. Mergen's curveball, a beauty, strike one. Again, state tournament berth on the line here for one of these teams. Time called.
Catcher called time
for
that
one. Cody did. It's a curveball called strike two to Huffer. And 0-2, that catches the outside corner. The ball is two strikes. Mergen delivers and a swing and a miss. That's the pass ball. Huffer down on strikes, and that'll do it for the Lakers in the 10th. Nothing across. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We play 10, 4-4, Lake Henry and Farming. We're back in a minute on KEFM.
The Rambo slogan, "We're in the business of making you look good," has two meanings. First, they make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Second, they make you look good to your boss, your employees, your customers, because you picked Rambo as your promotional and identity product supplier. At Rambo, they control how your order gets done, when it gets done, and where it's delivered. They are able to do this because at Rambo, all aspects of the embroidery and screen print process are done in-house. Rambo New London. Visit us online at www.rambo.com.
Worms Lumber and Ready Mix has concrete plants located at New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie to serve you better. They have the concrete for your farm, home, or business. From concrete bunks, concrete for your home, and everything in between, they'll get the job done right for you. No job is too big or too small. Phone 320-837-5288 or check them online at www.wormsreadymix.com. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Tyler. top of the order for the Farming Flames here in inning number 11. 4-4 our score. Taylor Foray, Tyler Schrader, Kyle Dearden facing Jason Campson. Campson, the third pitcher of the evening for the Lakers. And the pitch, a ball to Taylor Foray, 1-0. Pitch a low. 2-0, and I think both the Campson boys wondering where those pitches were. Do you realize in 12 hours we're going to play again? Richmond is waiting for one of these teams in 12 hours. There's a strike call and 2-1. Just think what you got to do in 12 hours yet, folks.
Yeah. You have to.
They have to wash their uniforms, maybe. Yeah. Strike call to Taylor, 2-2. Her ball a little bit high. And the count full at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Jason Campson's pitch to Parade. That's high ball four. And an 11th inning walk. We'll bring the left-handed hitting Tyler Schrader to the plate.
I have to get some oil.
Yeah, Tyler with a couple hits. He's 2-for-4 with a walk. Good bunter. And get a bunt down here and get Parade to second. Swinging away in the first pitch, a ball in the dirt. Parade takes off for second throw. They called him out. A base umpire called Parade out at second. And another call going.
Wow.
Oh, my. The base umpire calls that so quickly. It bounced in the dirt. Parade took off. Shane Campson threw a strike, and they swiped the tag on Parade. So one out. Schrader at the plate. And he chops this one foul at the plate in 1-1. One ball, one strike. Jason Campson delivers. Breaking ball high and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Got a light breeze blowing out there. Pitches high and 3-1. You can see that yellow tape out in left field.
Yeah, it is moving a little bit.
Wiggling out there, but the flag doesn't show anything, but there is some wind. Three balls, one strike to Schrader. And high ball four, so he walks. A one-out walk.
Well, we stay back here as
Kyle Dearden comes to the plate. But before that, Keith Leeser hopes to have a word with his right-hander. One out, one on.
I think Jason's saying that first hitter, I had throwing a few strikes and we wasn't getting the calls on that one, so he's trying to talk his way into staying in here.
Argue his case. We cannot see if Blake Henry is getting anybody loose down the left field line. Kyle Dearden makes his way to the plate. We are in the top of the 11th inning. Dale Schrader goes through some signs for Kyle. Adam Yeager playing out there in right field, not very deep in the pitch, too. Kyle Dearden is outside, ball one. Dearden has been kind of quiet at the plate tonight, just one hit and five at-bats.
He'd like to get a pitch to pull here.
Takes low for a ball and 2-0. So Jason has struggled to find the strike zone here in the 11th. Two balls, no strikes. Pitch to Dearden. There's a strike on the outside corner and 2-1.
balls, one strike, 4-4 our score, top of the 11th inning. That's inside and low and 3-1. I'm sure glad I saved part of this Twix bar.
Getting hungry?
I'm getting hungry. 3-1 the count. Schrader takes his lead at first. The pitch to Zierden. Outside, ball four.
I don't saw that runner out at second. We got all kinds of interesting things going on here.
So three consecutive walks. Wow. And now Leaser is going to make a pitching change. Jason Campson not happy at all with the visit by Keith Leaser out to the mound. But that's going to be it for Jason Campson here in the 11th inning. And we're all waiting to see who that pitcher will be.
I think it's going to be Grant Ludwig.
Grant Ludwig. Handing some things over to manager Keith Leaser. So we got a pitching change in Farming with two on and one out. We're going to take a one-minute timeout here on KASM.
Stearns County Baseball in the summertime go together like Freeport State Bank and you, the customer. Summertime is vacation time with the family, doing home improvements, or just kicking back and relaxing. Need a loan for a recreational vehicle, vacation, home improvements, agriculture, home refinancing, or whatever the need may be? Contact their experienced lending team at Freeport State Bank. Freeport State Bank, customer service is their priority, with offices in Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Fire Prevention Week kicks off Sunday, October 8th. The staff at Painesville Mutual and Grinnell Mutual want you to play it safe. Now is the perfect time to make sure your home is covered and you are prepared in the event of a fire. Check smoke alarm batteries and fire extinguishers, and make sure all family members know the plan in case of a fire. Prepare for the unexpected with quality home insurance. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual insurance provider. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Well, Sevelko pitched. I got fifth inning for Sevelko.
All right, we're back here. Bottom of the 11th inning, or top of the 11th inning. Farming runners at first and second. One out, Grant Ludwig on in the 11th. Cody Foray comes to the plate. The Foray chance going. Ninth inning. Here comes Cody Foray.
So Grant Ludwig's going to take over the mound duties, and Sam Hupper's going to slide over to short. Quaid will go to third. And
Foray a ground ball to Quaid at third. Matt picks it up, throws to second for one. That's all they're going to get. Jason Campson, I don't know why he didn't maybe throw to first. I think they had a shot at getting Foray over there.
Too. I think he knows it too now that he didn't throw it.
So Kyle Zierden forced out at second. Five, four. Two outs. Over to third was Tyler Schrader. He represents the go-ahead run. Foray, the base runner at first, and the pitch, a call strike to the left-handed hitting, Brad Mergen. 0-1. Grant Ludwig, right-hander. Swing and a miss by Mergen, strike two. No balls, two strikes. Ludwig looks down to Shane Campson. His pitch, strike three called, and Mergen gets caught looking, and that's going to end the 11th inning for the Farming Flames. No runs, no hits, no errors.